50 years from now, if we don't learn right away that the people through this area refer to, say, corn on the cob that cut up as roasting ears, mm-hmm. and otherwise corn,
yeah,
on
the cob. Corn off the cob.
You cut it with a knife, you know, when you get it on the, when you're cooking it in a pan.
Well, season it different.
Season it different.
See, there's a lot of things now, like Mr. Thomas gives us certain answers, and then you give us certain answers. Mm-hmm. And a lot of things are really the same, but some things are a little different. Mm-hmm. And then when we get all these information in, we can find out, mm-hmm. you know, how that works, supposedly. Okay, what do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but is smaller than a squirrel, and just runs along the ground? It's not as big as a squirrel, it just runs along the ground.
Rats?
Well, I don't know. Would, you know, they'd probably be around here.
You'll be, the wolf rats looks pretty much like squirrels.
Wood rats.
Wood rats.
Wood
rats.
Well, I wouldn't know.
Guinea pigs?
Yeah. Well, I've got,
well,
let's see, no, I, oh, wood, yeah, rats is what you'd call it?
Do you ever call something like that, say, ground squirrel or a chipmunk? Do you ever refer to them?
Yeah, there's a ground squirrel, a flying squirrel.
Yeah.
Then there's a cat squirrel. Then there's a fox squirrel.
Well, what does this ground squirrel you refer to look like? The one you're talking about. See, people refer to
it. A little flying squirrel, just a little small squirrel, and you get up on top of a tree, and you go up on top
of a tree.
It's
a ground squirrel,
he said. Now, the ground squirrel, he's a different, I don't hardly know how to explain him. Then the cat squirrel, you know what he is. He's a, we eat cat squirrel, you know.
Yeah.
Now, fox squirrel is a big, large squirrel.
Yeah. What about a wood rat now? Is that kind of like a squirrel?
It's a little bit like a squirrel.
But not so big.
Not as big as a squirrel, yeah. No. But you've seen wolf rats, haven't you?
Yeah.
Well, ground rats about like wolf rats.
Huh.
Okay.
Okay.
Wood rats.
Yeah. Okay, what would you call an animal with a strong offensive odor?
Polecat.
We call them polecats.
Okay. What do you call a little animal? What do you call a little animal about so big that hops along on the ground?
Toad frog. We answering questions.
Toad frog.
Okay. Now, what would you call a smaller variety of the same animal that makes a chirping noise?
You hear him a lot of times.
At night.
It makes a chirping noise.
Cricket.
Well, it's the same, it's a smaller variety of this same frog that you said earlier.
Oh, rainwater.
Is that, yeah, is that what you'd say?
Yeah.
And what was that?
A water frog.
Rain.
Rain frog.
Rain frog.
Okay. What do you call ordinary worms used for bait and fishing?
Eel worms.
Okay. What do you call large worms that are used for bait? The bigger
caterpillars.
Worms. No, these would be worms too, but they're...
Are you talking about artificial worms?
No, the regular ones. They're just those, be a bigger worm that you use for fishing.
There's a great big worm, yeah, that you use for
fishing.
Earthworm! Alright.
Yeah. What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so that you can see?
Lightning bug.
Okay. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and doesn't sting?
An insect?
Wait a minute, you missed number 7 there.
Okay, I'll go back to it. Yeah, it's an
dirt
insect.